This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, hello, 5 o'clock hour. So much happening. We're out of here in just a little bit. We hope you have a great weekend. We're already like rolling the credits on the show because we're in anticipation of getting out of here. Margo's taking a trip. I'm getting out of here. My daughter's wrestling tonight. I can't wait to go see that. Taking my son to look at a bunch of fancy cars tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. Then Sunday. I don't know what I'm doing Sunday. I have something to do Sunday. I just forget what it is. Then Monday back in here, and then just a three-day week for me next week. So, woo, that is good. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we're going to give away these Mission Impossible tickets. The Final Reckoning, May 21st, 7 p.m., AMC Waterfront Theater. We will do that soon. So be sure to be listening. All right, I'm in a solutions business right now. Not all the time. Sometimes I just present a problem and then drop a grenade and run away. But no, all honesty, I want to find a solution for this. So Summer Lee introduced a resolution yesterday that would effectively provide reparations to the descendants of black American slaves amid what she says and other people say is Donald Trump and Republican-led Congress removing the woke policies that Summer Lee and those people like, right? People, when I say those people, I don't mean based in race, I mean based in politics. So she and the black legislative talent around her are committed to pushing for a long sought after restitution, probably is the best word, to atone for the harm slavery perpetrated. That's another, probably the best way to put it, that have not ended. So they say, but not my words, theirs. And it's a 135-point argument that they've put together, detailing lingering harms of slavery, racism, discrimination, violence against descendants of slaves. She encapsulated that in a speech. About 40 seconds of it is right here.
A duty to repair. So let's make it clear. There is a debt that does exist. This country has taken so much from black folks and has a debt it owes because for over 400 years into this very day, this country has stolen black labor, black lives, black futures. Industries were built and maintained through the subjugation of black people in this country, and wealth was built and maintained through the discriminatory policies that still plague us to this day. And to be clear, some people directly benefited from it. Mm-hmm. Or are direct beneficiaries of it. Mm-hmm. We have systems that create and perpetuate imbalances in our society, and you either benefit from it or you are disenfranchised by it. And black people continue to be disenfranchised and harmed by these systems. Others receive advantages from it. So,
me and my
All
son
All right,
here.
So, let me know where that generational wealth is, because it missed my family. That's for sure. Second of all, her bill would provide $20 million for a commission to study how to go about reparations. So it's $20 million she wants to put up just to figure it out before she comes to a conclusion. First thing, Summer Lee can F off. Let's go ahead and use the disclaimer for this whole conversation that's my baseline. She is a lunatic, like a total lunatic. She cares more about other countries than she does about McKeesport. That's not her job. Lunatic, right? She's also quoted as saying the U.S. government has a moral and legal obligation. Well, she has a moral and legal obligation to her constituents. That's number one. Let me let Summer Lee know something. The dangerous part about her words and her reparations bill is she knows it will never pass. Even though she's a lunatic and she's surrounded by a bunch on Capitol Hill, there's not enough lunatics to agree with her. She's doing it to create racial divide and hate. That's her goal and her aim. And that's the opposite of what elected officials should be doing. She seems hell-bent on wanting to cause a race war in this country. And that's terrible. I got a message for Summer Lee. I have reparations for you. You can have them when you come knock on my door and get them. And I mean that 100%. Send me a message. I'll give you my address. You come knock on my door. I've got it for you. You come get it. See how that goes. Forcing people who had zero to do with slavery to give money to people who never experienced slavery, that solves zero. That will divide us even more, which is Summer Lee's true intent. So think about that. She is elected by people, many of them Jewish in Squirrel Hill. She is selected and elected by people to bring people together. Her intent with all of this is exactly the opposite. Now, enter me. And I don't do this all the time. I want to be part of the solution. I am big enough to admit that there have been times throughout society, and some maybe even right now, where people of color have not been given the exact same chance that other people have given. And they have been slighted. But to throw a blanket over all people not of color and say, you need to give them money, that's not a solution. So what is the solution? I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to have a nice conversation about all of this. But the answer isn't reparations. It just isn't. You know, there's no way in the world that you know everybody's situation. How far back do you go? How do you trace genealogy? How do you know that, well, my family had anything to do with this? Or your family should get something. But to be in the solutions business, let's go. Let's figure it out. Let's come to some true, fair proposal if you want. But if you just want to throw blanket reparations, like I said, you can have them. Come knock on my door and get them. That's the only way you're getting them. Summer Lee wants to do nothing but cause friction. Summer Lee wants to cause strife. And Summer Lee wants to divide us. And the other part, and here's maybe the most dangerous, she is leading black voters down a path where she's dangling a carrot in front of them. And they are seeing their black leader say, oh gosh, she's going to get us something. And she knows in her heart this is never going to pass. So what's going to happen when they get to the end of that road and it doesn't pass? She is going to make other people the bad people. She has a built-in audience in the black voters, and then a built-in victim herself and those voters, and then a built-in bad guy, the people who didn't pass it, and then the general public. And she can point and say, see, they did it to us again. When she stirred this all up to start, Summer Lee right now is playing both sides. She's playing arsonist and extinguisher. And that's where we are in all this. And she just played arsonist yesterday. And if you're smart enough, you can see through this. Don't let her get to the fire extinguisher part. Call her ass out right now. 866-391-1020. I'll talk to you about it. 866-391-1020. Margo, traffic time. Know what we got for you in a little bit? Tickets, AMC Waterfront Theater, May 21st, 7 o'clock. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. We'll give those away in just a little bit. So be sure to be listening. This Summer Lee stuff, it doesn't have me fired up. It's a disservice to her own community. It's a disservice to the black voter. She knows there's no way she's ever going to get enough votes for this. What this is it's riling people up. And also to the naive voter or the people that don't really read up on this, they start to think, they start to get some promise in their eye. They start to go, oh, wait a minute. Summer Lee's going to get, she's going to collect? She's going to cash in on this for us? There's no way in hell she's collecting one dime. But then on the other side of it, when there's no reparations, then Summer Lee is going to stomp her feet, have another press conference and say, see, they won't give us any money. No, we weren't ever going to give you. Nobody's ever going to give you any money. And she's going to try to rally up troops, and it's going to cause a deeper racial divide. Summerlee's an ugly racist. There it is. She's an ugly person and a racist. And it's unfair to people like me, unfair to people who are both black and white and of all different colors and nationalities who want to try to get along with everybody. Because what she does is she separates and divides. And that's precisely where we are with all of this. Greg's in Mount Washington. Hi, Greg.
What separates and divides the country is racism alone. Some of the things that Summerlee said are true, except for reparations. Black people will never get reparations because of racism. And another thing, too, going down the road, when any black person open up their eyes and look and see around America, a lot of racism still exists.
All right, let's try to fix it then.
All white people are like that.
Let's try to fix it.
I ain't saying all white people are like that, but it still exists.
Wait, Greg. Listen. Let's try to fix it with logical solutions then. You know what Summerlee should do, Greg? Listen to this, and I got one for her. You want to know what Summerlee should do? And I know a lot of people would be willing to work with her. She should, and this is in her district, Greg. She should be calling upon Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel right now to make that plant, to make that deal happen, okay? In Homestead.
You know what?
Listen, let me finish.
That's what I'm doing. Go ahead.
Let me finish. And what she should do is say, and I haven't heard a word from her about this. At least Ed Gainey goes to bat and does this stuff. Summerlee should be saying, I want that Nippon deal, and I want that U.S. Steel deal to happen, and let's broker a deal where we have X amount of minority workers in that plant. Let's get it done, and let's bring minority jobs to the Mon Valley. Why doesn't she ever do stuff like that?
That's a nice saying that you just said. I would agree with you 100% on that. I've never heard nobody say that. Not just Summerlee, some other people involved, too, some other black people. They never said nothing about the mayor, nor Brad Ackin, the woman of, there's a black woman from Clarendon. Neither one of them said nothing about it. I think that's the reason the steel mills is leaving, because they're going to have some more black people.
No, you know, Cletus Lee.
That's why they're going to leave.
I think Cletus Lee from Braddock, he would go to bat for it.
He said he's the main one. He didn't say nothing about it. And you just brought up the idea. I never heard him or the other little black lady or Summerlee say nothing about it.
Well, you heard me say
it. That's the problem.
You heard me say
it. Problem. I just heard you say, that's the problem right now. Our people would not stand together for more jobs and opportunities in the United States. You're talking yin-yang and something else. You need to be talking about jobs and opportunities for young blacks.
I am. Summerlee's talking about some nonsense in Palestine. Because like I say all the time, she cares about Palestine more than Portview. She doesn't know. She needs to get a freaking map, first of all. That's her first, the first order of business for her. And second of all, she needs to get in touch with her constituency. Because she's got no clue. She's got all these pet projects that are important to her and important to her socialist ideals. And it's doing nothing for people in McKeesport or West Mifflin or the people who voted her in. She's a lunatic. I could get into her district and solve a bunch of problems, or at least be on the way to bringing people together. All she does is divide. Speaking about bringing people together, how about some tickets? Call right now. Two passes. Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning. AMC Waterfront Theater. May 21st. Yep, May 21st, 7 p.m. Supporting for KDK comes from Paramount Pictures, presenting Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Every mission has led to this. Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning, only in theaters and on IMAX on May 23rd. First caller, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We'll grab those.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you, Larry. We're out of here in just a little bit. I'd rather talk about Spencer Lee than Summer Lee. No relation. But anyway, here we are, Summer Lee. And I want to hear what she had to say one more time, just to get a kind of a baseline for this conversation.
A duty to repair. So let's make it clear. There is a debt that does exist. This country has taken so much from black folks and has a debt it owes because for over 400 years into this very day, this country has stolen black labor, black lives, black futures. Industries were built and maintained through the subjugation of black people in this country, and wealth was built and maintained through the discriminatory policies that still plague us to this day. And to be clear, some people directly benefited from it. Mm-hmm. Or are direct beneficiaries of it. Mm-hmm. We have systems that create and perpetuate imbalances in our society, and you either benefit from it or you are disenfranchised by it.
Okay. You want to make an argument that there are people that have been done wrong. Okay. I'll buy that. You want to make an argument that there are people that have not been given the same opportunities. I'll buy that. You want to make an argument that me, Colin Dunlap, owes you money. You ain't getting it from me. I've done nothing to perpetuate that. Zero, not a zilch. It's far too blanket policy. You want to talk about ways we can unite? You want to talk about ways we can go ahead and bridge the racial divide? Okay. But holding your hand out and waiting for everybody who's not black to put money in your hand ain't working. There's no other way for me to say that. You're not getting money from me. You want to talk about programs? You want to talk about different solutions? Let's talk. Let's talk all day. Let's get it figured out. Reparations, it's just not going to work. And again, it's the biggest disservice, Summer Lee, to your own community. Because now you have some people thinking, this might actually happen. And it's never going to pass. And you know that. You know Capitol Hill. And what you've done is, like I said before, you've created a carrot that you're dangling that you know is false hope. And then when it doesn't come to fruition, now you get to steer who that portion of your constituency is upset at. And it's not going to be you for falling short and presenting a bill that was a ghost and hollow anyway from the beginning. You won't point the blame at you. You'll say everybody's out against you and everybody else. And then you'll create another boogeyman. And that's very unfair to people who actually would like to work towards solutions to these problems. You just want to perpetuate hate. That's it. You want to perpetuate a divide and widen it. And it's why people don't want to deal with you. Really. And part of this, make no mistake, is steeped in the Pittsburgh mayoral race. It absolutely, positively is. Regina's in Oakland. Hi, Regina.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make 2 points about the Summer Lee conversation. I do agree with how she made the point about, like, when it comes to, like, the Asian community, the Native American community, and the Jewish community, when they went through oppression and mistreatment in America, nobody had an issue with them getting reparations. But for some reason, whenever we talk about Black Americans getting reparations, everybody gets up in arms. I don't understand that. And then the second point is, the reparations wouldn't come from you or from an individual white person. It would come from the government that sanctioned slavery. So,
wait, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Regina, where do you think the government gets its money?
But the thing is, the point.
No. There's no thing. No,
I'm trying to answer it. I'm trying to answer the question.
Okay.
it comes from the same place that every other community got reparations from. Nobody questioned where is the money coming from when it's the Jewish community,
That wasn't the question. Where do you think the government gets their money?
It's going to come from the same place that it came from for the other
communities. And where is that?
The same place, wherever it needs to come from.
No, where is that, though?
The country that benefited off of slavery is the country that will pay the reparations. That's where it'll come from.
What did I ever do to... Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
It won't come from you. It won't come from you directly. It will come from the people that benefited off of slavery, which is America.
I never benefited once from slavery.
Not you individually.
Who the hell do you think the tax... Where do you think tax money comes from?
There are corporations till this very day that benefited off of the back of slavery. And you can't say that they didn't.
Which ones?
Harvard. Companies, Johnson & Johnson. Okay. You can name company after company. They got money off of the back of slavery in this country.
Harvard has a $55 billion endowment. But anyway, go ahead.
There's companies all over this country that benefited off of the back
of
slavery.
What can I do to help you out?
Why don't people get mad when Jewish people get reparations? Why don't they get mad when Asian people got reparations? Why don't they get mad when Native Americans got reparations? Why only the black community they get mad about that? Why?
Well, financial compensation was paid to Jewish survivors of the Holocaust and their heirs by the German government.
It was reparations.
By the German government.
Okay, and we suffered slavery in America, so it would come from America. What's the difference?
Well, because we're not the German
government. That's what I'm saying. It's no difference. And then when you say it'll never happen, you don't know if it'll ever happen because there's grassroots efforts right now all over social media.
I can tell you this. You go get whoever the hell you want, and you come knock on my door, you ain't getting anything from me.
If they're not knocking on your door, you didn't sanction slavery.
You're right. But you're not listening. You like to do a lot of talking. You don't listen much.
They're not going to knock on your door is what I'm saying.
Summer Lee isn't framing it that way, ma'am. She's making She's making every non-person of color the enemy.
No, she's not.
You don't listen very good. I'm sorry. Did you watch what she said yesterday? Did you hear what she said yesterday?
Yeah, I just heard it. When you played it before I started talking, I heard what she said.
And there was a much bigger clip than that, but I'll give you that. I only played that portion. She absolutely... First of all, she wants a $20 million commission study for reparations.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? This is absurd. Somebody needs to stop there. What do you mean it doesn't matter? You don't think our country could do something else with $20 million? She wants $20 million to study this before it's even put into practice if it passes or not. Summer Lee has people brainwashed. And again, I'll say this one more time for people. It's not a racial thing with me. Nobody gave me anything in my life. I'm not paying one more penny in taxes at all. I grew up with nothing. I got free lunch. I started working at 9 years old. Stop with the violins. Pick yourself up. Get it done. Work your ass off. I'm sorry if that's not a good enough recipe for people. I did nothing to you. So stop coming to me for your solutions. If you want to talk about bridging the racial divide, we could come to some real honest-to-goodness solutions. But standing there with your hand out saying put money in it, it's a non-starter. And that doesn't make people bad people when they say that. It just doesn't. What a crazy, crazy topic. I don't know. See, that's what it gets into, like that last caller. No true, honest-to-goodness solutions are had or even talked about or bandied about because what we have going on is Summer Lee just taking a flamethrower to the whole situation and presenting an all or nothing concept. And it just doesn't make much sense at all. I do want to ask Margo a question. So Margo. Margo, producer extraordinaire. Nobody better than Margo. She's fantastic. Margo, you've been at this now 1 week. You survived 1 week, or we're approaching that in about 4 minutes from now.
Yeah, somehow.
It somehow turned up just a little bit, or maybe it's my ears. I don't know. Have you? What are your initial thoughts on becoming this big radio star here, Margo?
Well, I wouldn't consider myself a big radio star, but I have to be like an octopus in here, and it's a little stressful. But
what does that mean? Oh, you have like 35 arms.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your feedback been to yourself? What's your self feedback? And then if you have any external feedback this first week?
Well, for myself, I don't know. When I talk, I feel like no one's listening, but then
there we go. Story of my life. I'm married. Okay. And so that happens. But what about the show? Do you enjoy it?
No, yeah, I enjoy it a lot, but I feel like I'm just talking into a mic, but then I actually hear people saying, oh, I heard you on the radio, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I do that. I forgot I talk into a mic and people hear it.
Okay, so there's that. Does the show go quickly? That's all I care about.
Oh, yeah. I look down and 3 hours have passed.
All right, it's a four-hour show, so we want to try to get through all four fast, right? Oh,
yeah,
you mean
the last hour goes a little long.
Okay, I got you. So there's that. You're happy, which is all I care about.
Yeah, honestly.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, payday. Was payday today?
No, it's next week.
Next week. All right. All right. Perfect. Well, you'll be happier then. Enjoy your trip, by the way, this weekend.
Thank you. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
I know. I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to take one more call. Then we're going to get out of here. I'm looking up and down. This is very... I am going to talk to... Tom. Hi, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call, Colin. Hey, let me tell you, this is absolute ridiculousness, this reparations. Let me tell you, I'm 64 years old. My parents, they basically raised their grandkids, so they were really old. My granddaddy had to work in a steel mill 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if he wanted a day off on Sunday, he had to work 24 hours on one Sunday to get the next Sunday clean off. Now, how is that not like slavery, brother?
Well, that's a little bit of a harsh word to use, but it's tough. Everybody has got to work hard. Everybody's got to kind of hump it out to get to where they want to get to. I don't want to dismiss the whole notion that there have been slights aimed at the African-American community. I'm not going to dismiss that. But there's a way in which we could work together and bridge the gaps, make things better, have a better society, rather than Summer Lee trying to read some riot act and tell people that everybody else needs to just cut them a check. That's not going to happen, and it's absolutely not going to cure some sort of racial divide. All right, have a great weekend. Monday it is. We'll talk to you then.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.